Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, the peace plan in Gaza is stalled and Christian leaders invited to the Knesset for a day to honour God. The peace plan in Gaza is stalled as America continues to foster the implementation of the so-called 20-point agreement for Gaza. Also, there are bittersweet reports following the hostage release by Hamas. With more on these stories, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
The Gaza peace plan, which went into effect in the middle of this month of October, is stalled. Though both sides, Israel and Hamas, have kept the main initial conditions of the agreement, which was a hostage release and Israeli pullback inside Gaza, further progress is stalled as Hamas is not able to fulfill its obligation to return all the bodies of Israelis which it kidnapped at the start of the war 2 years ago, and there continues to be sporadic attacks by Hamas on the Israeli army still stationed inside Gaza, followed by the army attacking Hamas positions in response. Last week, the American army established a small military base inside Israel near Gaza in order to facilitate and monitor the implementation of the peace agreement in Gaza. According to the so-called 20-point peace plan of President Trump for Gaza, there are to be three main phases. Phase 1, ceasefire and the increased food and other aid supplies into Gaza. Phase 2, Hamas is to disarm and a non-Hamas international police force is to take control in Gaza. And Phase 3, a non-Hamas temporary government is to be set up along with rebuilding in the ruins of Gaza, ultimately towards the creation of a functioning state of Palestine. The agreement went into effect only about 3 weeks ago, and the American administration is saying that quick results should not be expected, but there have basically been no official communiques about any behind-the-scenes arrangements being made to begin to fully implement the peace plan and reconstruction of Gaza. The mood in Israel is pessimistic about the peace plan, but Israel is welcoming the current lull in the fighting. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, the Knesset Christian Ally Caucus, which was founded by Josh Reinstein 20 years ago to build good relationships between Christian leaders around the world, recently invited Christians to the Knesset for a day to honour God and America. Paul Calvert was there and spoke to some of the invited guests.
I'm with Sharon Sanders and we're here in the Knesset. It's a special day to honour God and honour America. How important is America to Israel, do you think?
Well, it's pretty important because the Bible says, I will bless those who bless you. And if America stops supporting Israel, I don't know where it's going. The Titanic's going to sink pretty fast. But we're thankful right now for this window of time that we do have a president who is trying to bless Israel. Why is it so important? Well, who's the best ally in the Middle East other than Israel to America? I remember years ago I saw a t-shirt, don't worry America, Israel's behind you, and there was a big airplane. It's true, because Israel not only protects the Middle East and all the surrounding area, but America, Europe, and other countries who are fighting fanatic Islam today.
Are you proud of what America has done? They've just been able to get a peace deal to get the hostages, the living hostages, out. Are you proud of what America has done to be able to do that?
I'm proud of the initiative, okay? The initiative is right. The words were right. But we're seeing that it was only hours after the big speech that we had that Hamas broke the ceasefire. And so we're dealing with that right now. But we are grateful that God used America in at least a way where the hostages that were alive could return home. And so I'm real grateful to our president for that, and we'll see what happens.
We've still got some dead hostages to come out. We've seen one or two. Do you think they will get them out? Do you think Hamas will play ball?
The problem lies with the fact that Hamas cannot keep its word. It'll make a promise, but you don't know if it'll ever be kept. How many other hostages that are not alive are there? We don't know. We really don't know. But of course, the Israeli families want to have their bodies brought back to Israel. It's in the Torah to bring them home. So we're hoping. We're hoping for more to come.
Are you hopeful for the next part of the peace process? Do you think that's going to work, or does it look really difficult to work?
The next part of the peace process.
Basically, it's Hamas putting down their arms.
Hamas will never put down its arms as long as it has backing by Iran or any other country. It will fight to the very end. No, it won't give up. It will never give up. So I think Israel just needs to go in and take care of it and end it so they can go on with whatever's going to take place in the Gaza Strip.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. I'm with Pastor Larry Hutch, and we're here in the Knesset. It's been a special day to honor God and honor America. How important was it for you to be here today?
You know, number one, just in this season, when we're seeing the 20 hostages come home, we've seen the unity like never before between the land of Israel, the people of Israel, United States. President Trump spoke just unbelievably wonderful. Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke just unbelievably wonderful. And, you know, the whole concept of faith-based diplomacy, that we can together change the world. And so it's just for such a time as this, I really believe for Israel, for America, for Christians, for Jews, whoever, this is our Esther moment. For such a time as this, and God's going to do greater things than we've ever seen before.
Everything that's happened within the last just week or so, has it felt like something very biblical?
Oh, yeah. It's like Bible prophecy has just become turbocharged. The acceleration. I mean, you know, I'll go back a little bit, a couple weeks when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, that horrible thing. I know the devil thought that when he put that bullet in Charlie, that he was extinguishing a light, but it didn't. What happened, the moment that bullet took Charlie's light, that light sprung into millions of sparks into people all over the world. I'll just say in America, there's thousands of people saying, I haven't read the Bible in years, or I haven't been a Christian, I haven't thought about Israel, and it's ignited them. And so it's just magnificent. Who'd have ever thought, here's Jews and Christians standing together in the Knesset, literally from all over the world, and we're saying to the world, never again. We will never allow what happened October 7th again. It's Bible prophecy.
How important is President Donald Trump to Israel today?
Oh, he's a hero. You know, I told a friend of mine, he said he was speaking over here for the first time. He's never spoke to Jews over here. And he said, are there any keys? And he said, you've been here 50 times. I said, even if you bomb, just end your speech with this. We love President Trump, and you'll get a standing ovation. President Trump is the leader that the world needed, America needed, Israel needed right now. And his co-partner with Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Trump has gotten more done in this week than five presidents before him. He's crucial to the fulfilling of Bible prophecy. And I'll tell you something, people say this, people say that. He's a Christian. You know, he's kind of a Christian off the streets like I was. I wasn't raised in church. I was a drug addict and a drug dealer. And he knows that God saved his life when that bullet nicked his ear. He knows God saved his life to do what he's doing right now.
The hostages, the living hostages have been released. We still need to get some of the dead hostages out.
Yeah.
And then it's the second phase of the peace deal.
Right.
Do you think the second phase of the peace deal could actually work and actually happen? Well, you're sort of doing a deal with the devil.
Yeah, you know, God can do anything, but, you know, everybody over here knows this is reality. We're dealing with people that don't tell the truth. We're dealing with people that have a culture of death. We're dealing with people that not only kidnap 250 so live hostages, kidnap dead bodies. And already in the part of the hostage of the bodies being released, they stuck a Palestinian body in there. God can do anything. We're believing for the best that can possibly happen, but we also know who we're dealing with over there.
That was Paul Calvert. Please pray for Israel at this time and the way ahead for Gaza and for the rest of the remains of the hostages to be found. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.